Okay. No. Bill Hader.
Ooh, is that what this episode is about? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Village Idiots podcast. I'm
Can
your
you
host.
Tell we're talking about a topic that you're excited about? Are you excited?
I am excited today.
Why are you excited?
I'm your host, Zoe, and I'm wearing my Bill Hader shirt.
Who's that?
Because I've just been informed that I get to talk about...
Abby and I are just going to leave, and you can just talk about Bill Hader for an hour.
This is a solo episode, and we're going to try to keep it short, because Greg wants the episodes to be shorter because he hates us.
No, I'm monetizing. I want to monetize.
So today we're talking about my special interest,
So wait, who is Bill Hader?
My husband.
He doesn't.
To make a long question short, he is my husband.
Okay, good.
I'm manifesting.
Who is Bill Hader?
Bill Hader is a writer, a director, an actor.
Where would people know him from?
You might know him from SNL. He got his start on SNL.
That's true. That's true.
Well, really, he got his start in an improv group.
Did he really?
And he was discovered by...
Can you tell we're in her wheelhouse?
Yes. Look,
her hand, both of her hands are in the air and she's gesturing. That's how you know. And Abby's on her phone and I've already tuned out. So.
There's someone downstairs for us.
Oh, really?
Is that the pizza?
No.
Is there somebody here?
No. Yeah. I'll go get them. Keep talking about your thing.
I don't know what
it
is.
Okay.
So wait, he started out on improv? Like what? Second City?
Yeah, actually.
So
he was in Chicago?
Actually,
I don't know if it was Second City, but... So Megan Mullally discovered him, which is Nick Offerman's, if you are familiar with Parks and Rec, that's Ron Swanson. That is his wife.
Megan Mullally.
Yes.
Who is she?
Nick Offerman.
I know, but isn't she an actress?
Yes.
What was she on?
She was on, what was it?
Will and Grace?
I want to say, yeah, Will and Grace.
She's the older lady on Will and Grace.
Yes. Yeah. And so
she's funny.
She saw him perform.
Was she on Parks and Rec at all?
Yeah.
Did she guest in?
Yeah, she
as
did.
Like Nick Offerman's like ex-wife or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
funny. That's funny.
She did.
I like her a lot. She's funny. She was the funniest thing on Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Far and away.
She's great.
She was like the drunk one.
She's great because she discovered Bill Hader.
So she discovered Bill Hader and she saw him perform somewhere.
Bill Hader was in the improv group with Nick Offerman's brother.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. I don't forget his name, but they went to see this show and Bill Hader just obviously, he had that star quality about him.
He like glowed.
He glowed.
He's like shining.
And so she was very, very impressed with him and told Lorne Michaels.
Yes,
you
yes.
know,
from Saturday Night Live.
That he should meet this guy or see him perform. So
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Yeah. Was this in New York?
Yes, it was.
Okay, good.
Yes. I believe it was. I don't know. Locations, what are they? Who are they?
So she saw him at a performance.
Yes.
And liked it. And then...
It's been a while since I've read up on all the lore, but
well,
yeah.
You know more than we do, so it's... Even if half of it's made up,
so
it's
then
still great.
He got connected with Lorne Michaels, and then...
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live happened. His audition went great. Actually, he auditioned the same day that Andy Samberg did.
Really?
And they ran into each other in the elevator. And
cool
Andy,
beans.
And please let me just go off.
Look at her face. Look at her face. It's so red.
Oh, I'm back to watch this.
So Andy Samberg was carrying a box of props or like a backpack like full of props.
Sure, like you do.
And Bill Hader had nothing. And so when they had both been hired on the show, they were talking about it, and Bill Hader was like, I was so nervous, like, oh my god, I didn't bring any props, I don't have any props for my, you know, like, I'm gonna do terrible. And Andy Samberg was like, oh my god, that guy doesn't have props, like, I have props. Like, what's going on?
He was just drinking, and I could hear it. You're good.
I drank my coffee, and it made a weird, squealing sound, and then I realized it was on mic.
That's a great story. I did hear a little bit of that.
So did he use a prop in his...
Andy Samberg used a bunch of props. Bill Hader did not. He just did some impressions and stuff, and then on the show.
Who's his best impression?
I think the impression he did was the...
Christopher Walken.
Was the Italian game show host.
Oh, okay.
Vincent, or whatever. Yeah. That guy. No, what is his name? Anyways, the Italian, you know, he's like, hey, vote it in. But the great thing about it is
that's a good one.
He's just saying gibberish. Like, he's not actually speaking Italian.
Right. And the word is gibberish, not gibberish.
Speaking of gibberish,
That's not, it's.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, look it up. It's fine.
Zoe,
it's gibberish.
Do you think you're on a watch list because of Bill Hader?
I hope so.
I like that you know so much about him. I could not do what you just did. I could not do for like Anna Kendrick. I don't know like her whole like
they dated.
No, for people.
Bill Hader and Anna Kendrick dated.
Okay, see, but I just that's a random poll.
I didn't know that.
I don't know her that well. Clearly, you've spent a lot of time on this.
So he was married.
He was married to Anna Kendrick?
Not to Anna Kendrick.
Darn it. So anyway,
she's not important.
He was on Saturday Night Live
for 8 years,
and he got like famous.
Yeah, people loved him.
What were some of his more
thing on SNL?
What were some of his more like well known?
So Stefan was probably his biggest thing. That was a character written by John Mulaney because John Mulaney was a writer on the show at the same time that Bill Hader was a cast member.
This place has everything: asbestos, lupus, the magazines at Supercuts. Dan Cortez. If that's not enough for you, you can hit the dance floor with a human fanny pack.
Now, for those of us who don't know, what is a human fanny pack?
It's that thing of when a midget hangs around your waist and holds your passport in his mouth.
Stefan!
John Mulaney's a great writer.
He's an amazing writer.
But some of the stuff he comes up with is just wackadoodle. And that,
but that's what makes
and
it amazing.
Stefan, that Stefan stuff, when he's doing that, and you're like, I have no idea what he's going to say next.
Sometimes there are just lines, and you're like, that's a John Mulaney line.
That's,
and
you can
I
tell.
Think I've become so well versed with.
But I've seen skits
done,
that he's written that I'm like, oh, yeah, that's John Mulaney. You can just tell.
What's that name is a John Mulaney? It's probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. So well, Bill Hader, probably you're right. Probably Stefan was the big one that like broke through. And he did a great job on that. But what are some of his impressions? Do you know?
So John Malkovich.
I can be John Malkovich.
I'm sorry.
Hello. My name is John Malkovich.
I don't sound anything like him.
No, you sound exactly like this.
No, I don't.
Ricardo, doesn't he sound like this?
Yeah. C'est la cosa de John Malkovich.
John Malkovich.
Obviously.
Yes. Didn't he do that too with John Malkovich on the show?
Yeah, it was great.
That's good when they're sitting right there doing the impression. Right. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And then he, Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, who else did he did lots of people. He did some politicians and stuff. Politicians where I don't know their names because I don't really care, but I care about Bill Hader.
How many Bill Hader themed items do you have? And what are they?
So right now I can see a shirt.
I have a shirt
that she's wearing,
I have two coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm. Don't you have one that I bought you?
Yes, one from Greg.
That says Bill Hader on it.
I think I've... Yes.
You're easy to buy for.
Oh,
so simple.
Yeah, I am simple.
So simple.
Easy? I'm a simple man. I'm easy. Yep, that's what they call me.
That does remind me, when we do watch an anime, we have to get something very easy to understand. Very simple.
Cocomelon again.
Yeah.
I present again.
Lots of colors.
You invite me on here to talk about my special interest and then you roast me.
Roast.
Well, what other items do you have?
I have a framed picture of him. Yep.
Signed?
No.
Oh my
God. I wish it was signed.
Hey, Bill Hader, sign her picture.
Do you have a full size blow up doll of him?
No, I do not. I'm not that creepy.
Do you have like one of those cardboard standees that looks like him?
I just love him a lot. I looked into getting one.
At Spencer Gifts?
I looked into that.
If you go shopping tomorrow, you could look for one.
Anyways,
what other Bill Hader themed stuff do you have?
Her background on her phone.
My phone background.
Your TV background.
Can I have a fork?
Yeah. Gee, it's more cookie.
I'm very excited to talk more about Bill Hader.
Yes, you can have a fork.
It's me. Okay. Bill Hader, number one fan. And we're back, and I'm eating a delicious Pop-Tart.
From an establishment that shall not be named unless they give us money.
Farmhouse Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Test.
testicles. I'm sorry.
I had you muted. Sorry about
that. It's okay. It's fair.
We normally have her muted.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So Brie was here all those other episodes, but she was just NPCing with Travis.
It's like when you give your kid like the steering wheel in the back seat, so they feel like they're involved.
Or the game controller that's unplugged.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you were here for all those other episodes, but none of that got recorded. So, Bill Hader.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's crunching because
his birthday
is
June 7th.
I know about Bill Hader. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I told you that. Tell me one other thing about him.
He's in the hit movie, It Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't like those movies.
Oh, I love those movies. So funny.
Other movies he was in. Narrator in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
He was in Hot Rod.
That's true.
Yeah.
He did great in Hot Rod.
He's the voice of Anxiety in Inside Out.
Cool beans. The first
Are you serious?
Yes, the first one, not the second one.
Why didn't he come back for the second one?
They wouldn't pay him.
Is that what it was? Seriously, is that what it was? His price went up?
I think so. Or he was working on something else. He might be working on his movie, which I hope he is.
I really liked Barry.
Barry is
Have you heard of this show?
My favorite show of all time, yeah.
Have you heard of it?
It's amazing.
Nope.
Not only have I heard of it, I've watched it, Greg.
Some of Hey, look at you living the dream. I liked Barry a lot. It started out weird, and then it just got weirder. It was great.
That's what I love about Bill Hader.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can really relate to that. Yeah.
And some of the cinematography in that show is just so well done.
The cinematography. Oh,
because he directed it.
I like cinematography.
Because his he had such a heavy hand on everything.
Zoe knows about his heavy hands. Okay, all right.
I try to be passionate about art.
I was going
to
say, you can tell.
Yeah, Hiro, take it.
And they degrade it into something that is barely recognizable.
You guys can't see Zoe, but the way she's talking when she talks about Bill Hader, you just know that there's a passion there. It's genuine.
The smile is so big. It looks like she just won the lottery.
Just think that
the Bill Hader lottery.
He's just been such a huge part of my life.
Has he really? Yeah. Like, has he been like an influence on your dress, on the how you dress, your style?
I did give her that shirt. I think just on how Brie actually got me this Bill Hader shirt.
That's a great shirt.
I get compliments on it all the time.
Is that from Spencer Gifts?
And she got me a mug as well.
It was just some online store. Hey, oh, Etsy.
You got her a mug school. And I got her a mug.
Thank you both for my mugs.
Were they both Bill Hader mugs?
We're mug twins.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we are mug twins.
And I drink my coffee out
I'm
of
just
her
disco
morning.
Ball supplier sometimes.
That's true.
But there, your mug for me is from Redbubble. And if you like Redbubble and you like the Village Idiots podcast, you can also purchase merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things Zoe says are really clever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize my own quotes.
A few of them are very cute. And then sometimes people talk about dolphins. Sometimes people talk about prostitutes. All of it. It's all going on a shirt.
It is. Mm-hmm. Or a mug. Or a bath towel. Or a
sticker.
Yeah, or a sticker. Or a bed sheet. Or anything that you want. Is Kendrick going to write a song about you next?
I hope
not. Harm to befall unless it was you that inflicted. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right.
Wait, Anna Kendrick's a songwriter?
Oh, boy.
No.
Did they really do
the cup song.
That's a great. I could watch that video over and over and over and over and over. Anyway, what else has Bill Hader done? We should tape this on a time when you're not literally inhaling two giant scones.
Okay. It's a good thing she's got the spit guard on her mic.
That's why I put it there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She eats a lot of soup. Yeah. It's full of soup.
So,
how many carrots?
Four carrots.
We should actually watch Anora and then actually talk about it because
don't make them watch Anora.
I didn't like it as much as you did.
Oh, so this is a torture chamber.
It's the number one. It won Best Picture.
I will say, you have to have seen it. I became enamored with Mikey Madison as a person after that movie because I watched some of her interviews and stuff.
Yeah, that's the best part is the behind the scenes
and the way
stuff.
That she talks about the film and her passion for it. I think people being excited about things gets me excited about things. So I did kind of, even though I didn't love the movie.
Yeah.
I loved the way that she talked about it, and I loved the journey that they took to create the film.
If you didn't like it, but you sort of liked it.
What the hell are you guys pointing at my shoes? You're
No. Abby scalped. She scalped her Pop-Tart.
Oh, okay. I see.
It's just sitting there.
Defenseless. It's so sad.
No, actually, I like your shoes. They're very nice.
Thank you. They're new.
They're Converse.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They're knockoffs. They were like $20.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
Just draw the star on the side.
Zoe's love for Bill Hader. Let's go.
One of my favorite pieces of Bill Hader media is actually an interview that he did on 92nd Street Y.
Is he the Italian guy on there?
No, it was like an interview about the next season of Barry, and John Mulaney was the mediator, which is crazy. And it was
That's
just
funny.
Them having a conversation. And, you know, people have like comfort movies or shows.
Right.
That is my comfort interview. I could quote, I'm being so serious. I could probably quote about like half of the things that they say and talk about in that interview.
What was the John Mulaney show that he did that was like him interviewing people in like in front of a, like a live audience? Was that a show? Was that him?
Yeah, that was a pretty new thing that he did. It was like
In an auditorium with a bunch of people, and people come in and he just it's like a talk
Bill
show.
Hader. Bill Hader was on that.
Okay,
so I ended up like signing up for a free trial of Netflix just to watch.
Is that what it was on? Is it like a talk? It's like a talk show.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Was it good?
Bill
that
Hader.
Makes sense.
John Mulaney's stand up is really good. Have you seen all those?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Wait a minute. He's the Italian guy. Wait. Yes.
No,
I'm thinking of somebody else. I was thinking there's another.
Are you thinking of Pedro Pascal? No, I'm just
kidding. No.
He's not Italian.
It's all good.
No, he is.
It's all good.
I think about Pedro Pascal.
What is Bill Hader doing now?
Now?
Not right now. Like not
knows.
Like you're
he
streaming.
Just, well,
tap into your live cam.
He just
got back from Starbucks, and let's check here. Right now, he's putting in the code for his front door.
Which is 163.
What if it was?
Two.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Two.
And right now, he's like changing clothes before he goes out for a run.
And now Zoe's blushing.
You're funny.
Yeah.
That's enough.
No, what is he working on project-wise? Do you know?
So he's been pretty quiet project-wise, which is what makes me think that he's working on a movie or something. You know, obviously the LA fires probably put a halt on the production of many things that were happening. So, but I know that he's always wanted to make a movie. I know that he's talked about making a movie, and I know that he probably will. But as of yet, no details have been released. But
I heard he was going to be in the sequel to Nosferatu. Is that?
No, that's not true.
Is there a sequel?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
That's not true.
Bill Hader's going to play Nosferatu.
So he's like, so how do I sign up
all
the
people from
Damsel
It,
in Distress?
Well, all the people from It will take turns playing Nosferatu.
I'm a fan of that idea.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's just
do
that.
Are one of those cheese
well.
Pieces available?
Yes, take it.
I see how it is.
Those are my lunch, but then somebody brought pastries.
Continue. I was listening because I'm a good number one Zoe fan.
Zoe.
No, it's okay.
That's really good. I'm looking up what Bill Hader's work. I'm using my phone for legitimate reasons, okay? I'm looking up what Bill Hader's working on right now.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Tell us more about Bill Hader.
Well, I was going
to say, in this episode dedicated to you and Bill Hader. Go.
Episode.
Do it. Go.
Okay, well, I was going to talk about Documentary Now.
Yes.
And
what's Documentary Now?
You know what it is because you're like the only other person I've ever met.
I've never heard of it. Well, tell me about it.
Okay, so Documentary Now is a project that Seth Meyers.
He was in Spider-Man?
Fred Armisen.
Yes.
He was.
Bill Hader was in Spider-Man?
No, he was a PA.
Oh.
He was a PA. Which Spider-Man are we talking about?
The first one, Tobey Maguire.
So, okay. So, yes, he was working as a PA.
2002.
During that time. He was an editor on Iron Chef America.
2002.
Yeah.
Was when he did that.
Mm-hmm. He was a PA. He was not in Spider-Man.
What's a PA?
But he was an adult.
Personal assistant.
Yes.
In 2002.
No.
Were you alive?
A production.
Because I wasn't either.
Production assistant. They carry coffee and move things around and help with productions. And they're adults. When they're in 2002, they're adults.
I was an adult in 2002. No. I was a big
fan. If
Bill
Hader's listening. She was a
big, yeah, I was an adult back then, too.
I'm looking and seeing what he's working on right now. But he was a good director.
Bill Hader,
I'm curious to see what he comes out with. Upcoming.
Isn't that the role?
Upcoming.
Yeah.
Okay. The role is.
He's working on a movie called The Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, I know about that.
Tell me about it.
They're doing another?
So it's new. It's
not the Jim Carrey.
No, it's slated to release in 2025, and he is the voice of Cat.
So it's animated?
Okay.
Yes. And
so it's like an anime. So you would like that.
He played the Cat in the Hat in an SNL sketch as well. Shut the
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
She's so excited. Her words are like racing to get out of her body.
I'm excited. And I was going to talk about Documentary Now, but now I don't feel like
it. Do it.
What is?
Also,
okay,
I like sketch. It's a new term.
He's working two things. He's doing the animated. So that's a voiceover thing.
Yes.
It takes like 3 years to do those.
I know.
Long time.
Oh.
So he's also working on something called The Empress of Serenity. That sounds like something, a movie about Zoe, doesn't it?
Yep.
That's real funny.
Zoe featuring me.
I can't
wait a minute.
This.
I'm starring in this?
A man grieving over his mother's death embarks on an extended cruise with his estranged father. That'd be good.
Zoe's the estranged father.
That sounds amazing.
Doesn't
yeah.
that sound good?
Yeah.
It's Bill Hader and Issa Rae.
Uh-huh. But he's not directing.
But he will be acting, hopefully.
Acting. Yeah.
God, I wish
that's
I was
the
dead.
New word.
No, acting. Strike me now, Lord.
So what is documentary now?
So, Seth, why are you glaring at me? Oh, my God.
What is documentary now, he said with his arms crossed.
Oh, my God. You know what it is.
I don't. Tell me about it.
So, Bill Hader, Seth Meyers, Fred Armisen, you know, that old crew
that
from
bunch of guys.
SNL. Yeah. They created a kind of series where they would take popular documentaries, which is an oxymoron because no documentary's ever been popular, and they would satirize them and,
okay.
and make like funny versions of. No!
So what's one that he would have done?
So my favorite one, actually, well, maybe one of my favorites.
Are there a lot of them?
I want to know if you know what this one is. Parker Gale, Location is Everything. The guy who did the monologue, and it was the Spalding Gray spinoff.
Never heard of it.
Why am I such a nerd?
Have you seen it?
I've seen it multiple times because it's so funny. Because John Mulaney's writing really shines in that episode.
Oh, he wrote that?
Yes. And it like just makes you appreciate where his brain goes is like something that I cannot even fathom.
Okay, I'm writing this down because I do want to watch this.
Do it in front of me and write it down.
I'm not writing
it. I know, because you're shaking your head.
I'm not writing
it. Write it down and then watch it.
Documentary
She's
now.
She's going to find you. Use your notes.
She knows where you live.
Sitting outside of my house on the porch.
It's a monologue. And
waiting for me to
Bill
watch
Hader
this.
Bill Hader is the guy who does the monologue in that.
Is it better or worse than Barney? Barry.
Barney.
Well, those are two completely different things. You've got a 20-minute satirical short, and then you have an entire beautiful series that he wrote, directed, and starred in. Whatever.
Did he write, direct, and star in Barry?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He was a writer.
Did he direct?
And he directed
a lot of the episodes.
And he starred and produced.
Really?
Yes.
That's really well done. I wish that hadn't
because
ended.
he's a man of many talents.
He's multifaceted.
I hear that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I hear that.
That's what I appreciate the most about him. I think
that. Yeah,
and his face.
And he's pretty.
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay.
No, he is pretty. I agree.
Is he pretty?
I think he's a beautiful man.
Yeah. In
wow.
some ways.
That's the glowing endorsement from Brain.
He's got a great personality.
He's got it's not like your
ask me if I think Anna Kendrick's
pretty. Boy, but
go ahead.
No, we know.
Do you think Anna Kendrick's pretty?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. No, that's a lie.
Stop.
Who's my favorite celebrity? I'll tell you. Sebastian Stan.
Set it off.
Yeah, that's valid.
Oh, Cody Carson. Absolutely right up there.
Spoiler alert. He was in the Captain America movie.
Sebastian Stan or Cody Carson?
He was. Yeah.
Spoiler.
I just saw that last
Crazy.
Night.
I've already
Cody
seen
Carson
it. It was.
It was not good.
No, sorry that I heard that from out. Too many people that I just decided not to see it.
It was not bad, but not good. It
was
very,
Bill Hader
like,
the Red Hulk?
Yeah. Bill Hader played the Red Hulk in that. He's like, kidding. I can't find Zoe.
That
so
was the whole
thing.
That's
what made him angry.
Thank you for tuning into the episode.
Okay.
Hey, no, thank you for sharing your obsession with Bill Hader.
I feel like I opened my heart and my soul.
No, that was actually really cool.
Good.
I wish it made me feel inferior with any facts that I've ever known, actually.
No, same thing. Like, I could not do that with Anna Kendrick and just go on and on and on about it. I would be like, she's pretty, and that's about it.
Yeah,
Cup song.
Oh,
it definitely goes deeper than the majority of people who have celebrity crushes.
Obsession.
I think it started when I was 16. I never.
Do you have an altar dedicated?
So last year. Last year.
Something similar, yeah.
Something
last
similar.
Year, yeah.
I like Anna Kendrick, but I don't know her deep story like you do. So that's neat.
Yeah.
I think that's neat.
Yeah.
If I were going to watch Bill Hader, where is a good place to like see some of his clips? Is this a
YouTube
Saturday
yeah.
Night
Just
Live
get
thing?
On YouTube. And here's
put Bill Hader in.
Here's what you're gonna want to do first. You're gonna want to put in some Bill Hader like SNL clips.
Okay.
And watch those. And if you think those are funny, just go ahead and watch like your interview clips.
What's up
those
with that?
Funnier. I've seen every single. And
with
then
him dancing.
Search up.
That's funny.
Bill Hader thirst trap edits.
This is down the Bill Hader rabbit hole.
Go ahead and watch all of
Wait,
those.
Wait, what's a thirst
if
trap?
If you want to understand,
oh, God. It's edits that. or sexy.
What do you mean edits? They, like photos or videos?
Well, yeah, people take short clips of videos or photos and put like music behind it, and it's supposed to be like,
and it's sexy. Yeah. Okay, so what is a thirst trap though? Is the trap like the Bill Hader video makes you want to like him, or it's made by a fan? Yeah. Why is it called a thirst trap?
Well, it traps you into thirsting, I guess.
Thirsting is being attracted to that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wanting to kidnap them and take them to their home and put them in the basement. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, like you style, like a Joe Goldberg situation. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah.
You seen that show?
No, I haven't. Have you guys seen the Wilhelmina Crunk? No. Shows
Crunk.
Yep.
That's not her name. She's like a comedian, but she does fake documentaries that are really funny.
Oh,
she's hilarious.
And some of them are quite hilarious.
I've not seen them.
Yeah, you would like him, I think. No, Bill Hader's great. I love him. He's awesome and he's amazing. So thank you for sharing your journey with us.
Yeah, you guys are welcome.
On that, and thank you for sharing your deep knowledge of Bill Hader and all the things. So
you stopped her mid-bite.
I know him intimately.
Will this get back to him?
Yes, I'm going to make sure of it. You're welcome.
I don't even know what
Okay, but honestly, I'm not being funny, which is standard. Can we make some extra fun merch from this episode? Because that will get back to him.
It's better to not. It's better to not.
So what? Say some things about Bill Hader that we can make into stickers. Go.
Come up with some one-liners, quick.
It's not going to be.
How about Bill Hader?
It's not going to be. There you go. That's one. Bill Hader is my. I hardly know her. No, that's
Bill Hader is my thirst trap. No.
That makes no sense.
I don't know how the words work. I like Bill Hader's thirst trap.
Tune in next time. I'll ramble about something else. I'm done talking about this because I have a Pop-Tart and people are making fun of me.
Nobody's making fun of you. We love you.
We love Zoe.
Zoe's the best.
Zoe's my favorite character.
The bestest ever. We love her shoes. We love her obsessions.
I love her face. No further comments.
No comment on the face, but we love her shoes. Yeah. We love the way she wears her headphones.
Why did you say it like
that? What?
You said no comment on the face, but we love her shoes.
We love her shoes. She's amazing. And when she smiles, her cheeks get all red and shiny.
I like that. She's not enjoying this at all.
I actually learned something about Bill Hader that I didn't know, and I thought I knew a lot about him. So thank you.
Thank you, Zoe, for your charity.
You did great. She's flipping me off again. I don't know why, but she's flipping me off.
Roll credits.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on this episode of the Village Logic Podcast. Brie, take us out.
She's going to kill us.
AMSR. Great.
And breathe in.
Brie is telling you to breathe in.
I actually hate ASMR.
I do, too.
It makes me angry.
I don't like it. It
makes me violent.
Mm. Okay.
I'm not a fan.
Me neither.
We're all sane.
Zoe's providing the ASMR right now.
She is. She's scooping the stuff off of her plate. You okay? Slow down there. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk soon.
You got to press the thingy.
I'm done.
Do you know the Pedro Pascal like SNL thing? Oh, yeah. The plastic cheese is my favorite.
Hey man, came all this way. Had to explain. Direct from Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
He's my guy. He said he's not by. But we did hook up though.
Ronaldo?
Domingo!
What was that?
Pedro Pascal.
Thank you.